Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Around where I live in Missouri is kind of the beginning of
the migratory bird and all bird hunting seasons, with the exception of, you know, spring turkey hunting. So anyway, if you're a bird hunter, then that marks the beginning of the bird hunting season, which is, you know, primarily and almost exclusively in the fall and winter. And what else? Black walnuts and hickory nuts are starting to ripen and falling out of the trees. And here in the Ozarks, we have a lot of walnuts and a lot of hickory trees, and there's a lot of nuts this year. And I'm hearing stories through the grapevine that walnuts are just, you know, people are giving them away, and that's, or trying to get people to come take them. And that's not the case every year for sure, but frequently enough. Anyway, there's a lot of black walnuts falling out of the trees around here right about now this time of year. And if you want to go to the trouble of getting them, they're delicious. That's for sure. Hickory nuts, they're edible for sure. I mean, all the wildlife and critters like them. Now, that nut's a little tougher to crack than other nuts, but even walnuts. Nonetheless, there's a meat inside the nut that's edible, and I believe once upon a time back in the day that there was a guy named Yule Gibbons that did grape nut cereal commercials, and he said they tasted like wild hickory nuts. I believe if my memory isn't failing me. So that's about all there is about the calendar, and we'll crank up the band a little bit and take away the monotony of my voice. And I'm just not too sure this new headset microphone thing is working out too well for me when I'm checking the results after the shows, since I got it. But it's going to have to be for now until I shop better. I don't think the microphone is adequate, or I'm not placing it properly, or I don't know. I'm new at all this, and I really don't know what I'm doing anyway, so it doesn't matter too much. Pretty much just sitting around here high and dry waiting on a ball player right now. Ain't nobody in the chat room, ain't nobody calling in, just me, myself, and I doing everything, you know, like I usually do, by myself. And that's okay. For a while. One thing I'm pretty good at is doing shit by myself. Anyway, we'll talk about the autumn equinox 2017. In the northern hemisphere, where we are, and that's, you know, where the United States is, and a lot of other countries in the world, the equinox was at 3:02 p.m. today on Friday, September 22nd. And all times are in Central Time. So, there's really just the one, you know, time zone that we're in, because, I mean, we measure it because people measure stuff. But right now, we're all, I mean, everywhere you're at on the planet is right the fuck now. It's some time wherever you are on your clock. Right now, Central Time Zone, which is in the middle of America, which is in the middle of the world, which is the center of, you know, I guess the universe. I'm not really sure. Probably not. Nonetheless, that's where we are. It's right about a little after 4 p.m. in the Central Daylight time zone, which is going to change here shortly to the Central Standard Time again. So I'll turn our clocks back in the fall for another hour. hour, and in darker days will get a lot darker in a hurry. We'll do that, and that's always a good time. So anyway, what's the equinox? The equinox, you may have noticed that the days have been getting shorter, and the nights have been, you know, drawing in and getting longer. You know, it's getting darker earlier in the evening. And an equinox occurs when the sun passes directly over the Earth's equator, resulting in a day and night that is equal in length. There are two equinoxes every year, one around March 22nd and one around September 22nd. In the southern hemisphere, the seasons are flipped. So we're getting ready to be fall. We're starting fall in the northern hemisphere. They're starting spring in the southern hemisphere. They're coming out of winter. It's like opposite flip. So, at this point, the days will get shorter and the nights will get longer until the winter solstice this year on December 21st, when the pattern will reverse. So once we reach the solstice, then the nights will start getting shorter again and the day length will get longer and the pattern reverses. The equinox occurs because of the tilt of the Earth in relationship to the sun. That's what causes the seasons. And that Earth's tilt is 23.5 degrees relative to the plane of the orbit, the Earth's orbit of the sun. And it means that although one revolution of the planet takes 24 hours, it's different depending on the time of year because the Earth is tilted it on its axis at about 23.5 degrees to its orbital path around the sun. Try to explain that again. If anybody's even listening or visiting, during the summertime, the northern hemisphere is tilted towards the sun, so we get longer days as more light falls on this part of the Earth's surface in the northern hemisphere. In the wintertime, it's the southern hemisphere that gets the majority of the light. And on the autumnal equinox, the Earth hits the turning point in its orbit where neither the north or the south poles are tilted towards the sun. So the Earth's axis is at that point perpendicular to its orbital path angle around the sun. And that's like geometry and physics, and nobody wants to talk about that stuff, but that's the nuts and bolts of it anyway. In the winter time, the southern hemisphere gets the light, in the winter time in the north, but that's not the winter time in the southern hemisphere. So, you know, depending on which half of the planet you live on, the seasons are, you know, opposite. So if you're a globetrotter and you like a particular season, if you fly north and south a ways, you can find the one you're looking for. Hey, somebody just got here. Hello. I see you, see. Anyway, let's see. On the autumnal equinox, the Earth hits the turning point, like I said. This means the amount of daylight and night time is the same at all points on the Earth's surface. The word equinox is Latin for equal night, and meteorologists use it as the official turning point in the seasons because, although it can vary from year to year, it allows for the most accurate record keeping. So, in the northern winter in December, the sun is actually closest to the Earth by a small amount. And in the summer, it's actually farther away. And that's almost odd to think of and maybe hard to even fathom for some folks, I suppose. But nonetheless, that's the way it works, and it all has to do with the planet in space orbiting a star named the sun, and the Earth is the planet. And that's the one we're riding on. And it's really just a spaceship in the universe, in the solar system. Just blowing in the wind. And we're cooking along pretty quickly, as Maggie C pointed out in the chat room, that we're going pretty fast. The Earth rotates at about this speed, and we feel like we're sitting still, but we're really going about 1,000 miles an hour right now around, spinning, you know, like we're on the surface of the top. It's spinning around, and it takes it 24 hours to do that. Approximately. No, it does. And the reason it's exactly that much is because people divided it up into, you know, time and hours and stuff. So, you know, whoever, wherever could talk to whoever, wherever else somewhere in a different part of the day or night and, you know, be on the same page and, you know, talk in the same time and, you know, make appointments to do that. Yes. Anyway, some men, maybe not men, I don't know, maybe women figured out how to make time zones and draw lines around the planet and measure it and shit. But nonetheless, sundials work not too good at night unless, I mean, you know, they don't work very good. That's why they call them sundials. You don't really see a lot of moon dials because, you know, sometimes the moon ain't lit up. So, you know, that's not always a good way to make time or measure time at night. And let's see. I've got something here that I have been wanting to get played that I keep skipping since I got all these new buttons. And it is kind of, okay, there it is. I found it. It's a jewel, maybe. I don't know. It might be, you know, about, for those of you that, you star travelers, you moon watchers, you know, astrological aware people, you know that this time of the year is significant, especially in a lot of, you know, dirt-dwelling, you know, heathenist, pagan kind of religious, possibly ceremonial shit and stuff like that. And I do happen to know a fair amount about things of that nature, having been a part of it and accustomed to it for the better part of the last half of my life anyway. So I pay attention to that stuff too. And if you do rituals and things, it's a pretty good day to do them. And when you got equal kind of balance between the dark and the light, because that's one thing we tend to forget. There's you can't have one without the other. You need both. And they kind of go hand in hand, black and white, dark and night, good and bad. I don't know. Right on down the line, I could go on ad infinitum, I guess, if I wanted to. But that brings us up about to the time for tea, and this time for tea, I'm going to play this little piece, and if you have tea, have some tea, and that's what I'm going to be doing, and it's tea time, so, you know, drink up, light up, spark up, shut up, and listen.
Enterprise. There's someone who's in Satan's guise, whose devil ears and devil eyes could rip your heart from you. At first his book could hypnotize, and then his touch would barbarize. His alien love could victimize and rip your heart from you. And that's why female astronauts, oh very female astronauts, we terrified and overwrought to find what he will do. Oh girls in space, be wary, be wary. Girls in space, be wary. We know not what he'll do.
One more time.
Well, all righty then. Thank you, Uhura, for the Charlie song. I reckon. yeah, that goes along with my tricky collection of buttons to push and play. Let's see. Any little something in the background? What we got here? I got some. I don't know if I played all the Dr. Bob's yet or not, but they're all good. That's a little different. Let's see. What do we need? We need something. I'm gonna play this one. Not sure. I kind of forget what it does, but seems like the right button to push right now. Alrighty then, let's see, I forget, I'm supposed to be getting some help with the talking part of the show today, but evidently they are not in a position to get connected. I just saw your comment. You're funny, girl. Let's see what else. That I am looking for now is a, hold on, somebody else said something, where is he, oh my goodness, that got me lost, great, so anyway, I'll tell you guys blog thoughts, like, this episode absolutely would never let me see the slideshow part. And Jill, I fired up the studio today, and went to the chat room, and lo and behold, there the damn pictures were of all colors.
Everything seemed to be fleeting away from my grasp.
It's all close to
done.
Guys, man.
From the beginning. Frankly, I may never know.
Probably better turn this down a little more. One thing I did notice that,
wondering if it would ever return.
I can play this whole thing through another time. Someday. But anyway, the slideshow wasn't working until I popped in and actually fired everything up, and sure enough, there it was. With plenty of pretty pictures of fall colors, of leaves, and here and far away places. And that's one thing that's pretty cool about autumn is the colors that we get to see, depending on, you know, where you live on the planet. You get to see a little bit more change in some places than others. And that's one of the things I like about where I live most of the time is it's not the same. It changes. I've lived in places where the weather was, you know, basically great, I mean, all the time. And that was fine with me for a while. But I noticed pretty quickly within a year or so, especially living along the coastal area, that the lack of change in the seasons is not something that I was raised to be accustomed to, I guess. I'm not really sure, but I missed it. I missed, and at least, I mean, if you're in a mountainous area, you can kind of go up and down the mountain and see that, you know, because of the change in latitude, get some seasonal changes, you know, experiencing the seasonal change that way. But I don't know, I kind of like this. I especially like the fall part of the year. I guess because that's where and how I was raised, and my grandfather taught me how to hunt and fish and camp and, you know, everything. I still follow a lot of his advice when I can about living in kind of balance with the world, the planet. I mean, it's not as hard to do as we think it is a lot of times. And I know I turn around off and wander and sort of mumble, and maybe people can't hear me sometimes. I'm not sure. Magic Phoenix says that the animals change colors. Her hair actually darkens during the seasonal change, I guess. Mine does that too. And I just now remembered that. Pretty good. Thanks for pointing that out, C. Also, she lives around a coastal environment, and there's quite a lot of change, but it's still very temperate there. And they even have snow on the beach where, you know, in that neck of the woods. And there's always new smells in the air in fall. You can, you know, smell the change, too. You know, you can experience the change with all of your sensual and senses that you possess. You know, sounds, taste, touch, feel, smell, you know, everything that makes you an aware being on this planet is what you can notice for seasonal changes too. If you use your senses like you're able to, and a lot of people kind of forget that sometimes, but it's pretty cool. I'm lucky enough to have the lifestyle that lets me live more or less how I want to, where I want to, and do what I want to within reason. You know, I'm not a extremely wealthy person. I can just jump on a jet and fly to, you know, Timbuktu or Pakanaskia or wherever anybody might want to go. But I'm living a pretty good life, and I'm pretty thankful for it. I try to stay tuned in to the nature and the world, you know, the real world, not the box cut, stamped out, Cracker Jack, you know, all the same routine day in and day out. I'm lucky enough to not, you know, have to, you know, go to work every day, do my job and get my paycheck and, you know, have to grind at the wheel like a lot of people do. And I'm always thankful for that. And there might be people that think I don't appreciate it and understand, you know, my luxurious lifestyle. I guess some people might even call it that. I mean, I don't. But I'm pretty damn lucky, and I'm surrounded by a lot of good people that help me do that. And speaking of good people that help me do that, Maggie C in this chat room is one of those people, and I'm going to give a few more angels their wings because, you know, there's never enough of them. And I see that I do believe I have a buddy on the line here. And I'm going to open up his microphone and say, howdy do to you too, sir.
What up?
I'm up. Are you up?
I'm up. I'm up for the deal. My God. I'm up to arguing with my daughter over spaghetti sauce.
Well, now, you know, that's...
He said something
I don't
know about snow right on the beach. That made my balls go clear to my armpits. Snow on the beach. Come on.
Yeah, that just don't seem right at all.
The thought of water.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be swimming.
The shit out of me.
I probably wouldn't want to go swimming that quick or anything, man. That's how the
pole wouldn't
there.
Last long.
I know I wouldn't.
Where were you talking about? I didn't get in until you were about in the middle of that.
Well, she's out in Oregon, I believe, long up in the upper western coastal stuff where it gets butt-fucking cold sometimes, too. You
that
know.
It do. That it do.
Even along the coast, for sure.
Sometimes the splash gets caught up in the wind and comes down as ice.
Ice is not my friend. Unless I'm wanting to get, you know, cool off something like my iced tea or my beer or my cocktail. Ice is not my friend when it falls out of the sky, usually.
Well, I hear that. They can have all that they want. It's global warming. Means we don't get snow anymore. I just didn't have my garden going all year long, you know.
Well, yeah. I think that might have been one of them migratory birds going through that.
Unhappy because the snow was gone. Bird was chewing my ass because.
Could have been. It definitely had something to say. It sounded kind of like
bird,
a canary.
If you speak bird, you know right off the bat. I don't speak bird,
so I
couldn't tell what
he was
trying
to do. I heard a canary on TV one time, and I think it sounded kind of like that. I never saw a canary in the wild, really, though, like wild canaries. I don't even know where they are. Maggie C said it sounded like a drone call. Like, I don't know. What kind of drone? The flying kind of drones or just, you know, the robot drones that, you know, run all the algorithms like at Facecrack and Blog Talk and shit like that?
What about the drones in the beehive? There's lots of drones in there.
Hey there, yeah, there's you need a lot of drones in a beehive to get a lot of work done in there is the deal.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to be getting me another bunch of honey here pretty soon, I reckon, now. That's going to be fun.
There you go.
Fun. Let's see. Speaking of fun, I'm about ready to have some fun, and I'm not sure what kind of fun I want to have, but
How long are you making the show today there, Senor Chuck?
How long?
Yeah.
Until I get done. I'm gonna end it right about when I get done. Probably.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Just making sure.
You got an appointment or something?
Yeah, I got a couple of appointments in the backyard. I've got a daughter that's wanting me to move some stuff around so she can have her little soiree tomorrow.
She's having a soiree. Here,
soiree on the patio.
Come play.
Soiree on the patio.
Come play.
Hopefully it's not 100 degrees.
I'm going to have a bonfire tonight because it's, equinox and everything, but I'm not going to make it last too long. As soon as this show's done, I'm going to go out and make my fire because, it's kind of a traditional sort of thing for me. But, especially on this day and the equinox and the solstice and all them, four major seasonal changes because of the Earth's orbit. But I'm just basically going to burn my trash and throw a little wood on there to keep it, make sure all the trash gets burned. Because I got a lot of boxes. I'm going to order stuff and I need to throw some shit up to make room for some more shit, I guess. So. I'm going to have a little fire, but I'm not going to make it too big because I got to get back in here and get on the computer so I can get in there and play possum tonight for Friday night possum. I got a couple of possums in my. What do we call? Oh, it's the mental wasps. In the chat room and Buck Talk Radio. There's a couple of possums in there. Carrying on is what I'm going to call it. But I'm going to take them on at 9 o'clock our time. Central's time. Yeah, I'm going to do that. So, y'all are going to be making sauce tonight for spaghetti tomorrow. Is that to be close? Oh. I guess I lost it. He probably making sauce or got himself on a mute
Stand
so
by.
He can talk to the. Oh, see? I knew he was there. Friday, Frankfurt. Yay! Down. I'm having tenderloin tonight. I'm going to put on my fire because I got some. I'm doing this thing where I'm cleaning out. I need to clean my refrigerator because I spilled a bunch of raspberry juice in there when I was making mead about a month ago. And anyway, I got most of it out of there, but I'm emptying everything out of my refrigerator so I can clean it without having to take everything out and then put everything back because the damn thing needs to be cleaned because there's raspberry juice stuck around in some of the spots that I need to take shit out to get through. Anyway, I'm going to clean that some of this out and I about got it in. In the freezer, and it's not the best tenderloin ever, so I'm going to go ahead and eat that thing up and get some more, hopefully better than that next time. This is more Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob, let's see, what is this? Dr. Bob, Jazz Bobbin Quartet Barbecue, and this is called Feeling Pretty Easy. I can crank it up a little bit if you want to hear that. The rush, that's fine with me. That's so nice, buddy. You can't find this music on YouTube, by the way. This this Dr. Bob stuff that I play on here, you can't find it. You can go look, and it ain't there. Pretty good stuff.
My gosh.
So what kind of spaghetti sauce are y'all cranking up over? You got a big vat out on the patio you cooking it in? Or is it for the soiree, or is it?
It's just a, it's for deer tonight, man. You know, it's how I keep from getting eaten by my family. I cook dinner once in a while.
Well, that's always good.
I thought so. Huh. Keeps me from getting ate alive.
Well,
so everybody gets to eat.
Eating is important.
Well, it is.
I like to eat.
You don't want to get ate.
Eat or be eaten is right. this is more Dr. Bob, and this is New Blue is the Grass. So, yeah, it's jazz, and it's blue grass, and it's bebop, and it's, you know, fucking cool music. That's just the deal. And I don't know if you're going to find that anymore, but it feels better than either on the Herd Mentality. I mean, I ain't hardly bumped our stuff too much, but I guess I could, should. We're down under 20 minutes left. Oh, you left now. It's an hour show. I've been scheduling it for an hour every time, but pretty much knocking out right quick after that, unless I need to test the audio files and stuff to see how they come through when this stuff gets archived and sitting live on the internet. What else we got? I'm going to do some. I'm going to interrupt. We interrupt and talk about the important announcement from your
office. It's the Herd Mentality.
Right. Here we go.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
We're wearing sunglasses. Get a dustpan. Take that charcoal up. Put it right here.
All right, this is charcoaling instructions by Bo.
Hey, I'm
okay. Which one?
Shouting.
What?
I'm shouting instructions in the backyard.
I thought you were chucking meat on the grill. You were gonna say that or something, probably.
I know. No, I'm just shouting instructions in the backyard. Meatballs.
All right, then.
We got about 14 things going on. We got meatballs in the oven. We got sauce. We got cleaning up the porch. We've got cleaning off the patio. We've got a hell of a day going. If you want to do something, you come to the right place. At the Bocephus house today.
I don't know if that's any other day. It's all that different. Usually, I mean, it's,
well, you know, it's kind of the way it works around here.
I know that's right. Everybody stay busy.
I get on the radio and work in the backyard, man.
I could do that, but I gotta like look at stuff and
push buttons.
You know,
and stuff.
Push buttons. Yeah, yes.
Yep.
It's pretty important.
That's what you get for not having a train driver.
I know.
We need
an engineer.
We need a locomotive driver.
I tried to train a guy to do it one time. He did it like two times and decided he didn't want to do it no more. So it's pretty much just been up to me to do the button pushing part. I like it, though. It's kind of fun. I always find new buttons and things to push now. And you know me, I like to push buttons. That's one thing I'm pretty good at. Okay, now this other thing is tomorrow night, the big wing devil thing. And that is for what again? Is it a birthday or is it a fall like equinox celebration kind of thing or what?
Just a hell of a fun of it. S'more making, bonfire burning, beer drinking, all that.
Well, just one of them because, you know, you can and you want to then.
Right, yeah.
Those are the best kind, usually. But it just happens to be a big coincidence that it's the day after the equinox, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
And you make a
lot of fun. It's kind of nice to have kind of a harvest-type party, you know. That's always nice.
That's what it's about. It's a harvest feast kind of thing going on, you know.
Yeah.
It's harvest.
Yeah, somewhat.
Harvest is mostly done. There's still some things coming in, but it's a block party. Magic C says it's a block party, and it kind of is.
Because there's
people in the neighborhood
kind of
walking up and.
Time to have a smoke and part of a drink.
Do you want me to play something?
I do what?
What are you drinking? What are you drinking? Like I need to ask.
What am I always drinking?
Whiskey and Sprite. In a big glass with a lot of ice.
Sprite Zero, actually, so I don't get so many calories, you know? Tastes great, less filling and all.
Sprite Zero. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It tastes like Sprite that somebody mixed 9 pounds of sugar with, but there ain't no sugar in it.
Huh. I wonder what that flavor is, then.
It makes a drink. It makes a good drink.
Well, there ain't no doubt about that. You know what I'm going to drink tonight? Whenever I get off the radio, I'm going to have me some
and
more
what?
Margaritas like I had. I'm going to have margaritas later with 100% agave cactus juice and my very own special top secret double knot spy margarita mix recipe with salted rims on the glass, just like I had. Different Farm Aid, which was last Saturday night. I caught that live on the YouTube. I don't know if I told you about that. Yeah, I did. It was fucking cool.
We caught a little of it. It was kind of interesting. It was a pretty good show. Seemed like every time we went to it, though, it was in between bands or something, and we had to wait a while for the music to start. But that wasn't
too terrible, though.
What we did get to hear was good.
The set changes were awful damn fast, I know, as many different acts, and I liked whenever they did the, open jam where different ones would play with the other ones during their sets and stuff.
I didn't get to get in on any of that, and I wish now that you mentioned they did that, I wish I had.
Yeah,
that would have been quite the cool thing in my opinion.
During Sheryl Crow's set, I think, I forget who all came out there, maybe almost all of them. John Cougar, I don't think Neil Young did, maybe Dave Matthews did, Willie did.
Yeah,
sure.
Dave Matthews and John Cougar are notorious for that. They'll get in on the act any chance they get, yeah.
Well, it was all good shit, is all I know. And,
I'm
getting a t-shirt one of these days.
My gosh.
Speaking of t-shirts, I don't guess nobody's going to call in to win the free t-shirt. I know I already was going to give it to you, but it's not big enough. So.
Well, that's all right. You don't want it. Hey, lose some weight, man. Maybe it'll fit in 5 years.
Well, if you hurry up, maybe this you can have this shirt before somebody wins it, because nobody don't seem to want to call in. I don't know if it's a bad shirt. Now, I tried to give it away to Maggie C for, you know, kind of coming in the chat room and, you know, I don't know, helping me do the show, more or less, asking questions and going along and following. And that's great.
Yeah.
But she decided she'd rather have a pin. So, I mean, I got I heard pins, too. So she decided instead of a shirt, she wanted a pen instead that she could write stuff with. I guess she writes things.
Yeah, there's always so that. Some people have their preferences, right?
Well, a pen, a T-shirt. I mean, hell, the pens cost a lot less than the damn T-shirt. I know that much, so I'm all about that.
Well, there you go. You
no
already
problem.
Saved the show.
But I got two T-shirts that are just alike, because when I ordered them from Vistaprint, they do a thing like when you get ready to check out, they say, oh, well, you bought one of these. Wouldn't you like to have another one for like half price? Well, okay. So I took it. And, hey, these pins are cheap. If you get two instead of one. I'm telling you, those guys got the marketing shit down there at that Vistaprint place. Oh, man.
Right.
I'm telling you, they have. But they're all about marketing materials, you know. I mean, that's their business.
So
they know about marketing, that's for damn sure.
To market something, put it on a T-shirt, and have 500 people wearing it around town, yeah.
Right. Or however, I mean, I ain't going to buy 500 T-shirts from them, probably, I don't think. Because, first off, I don't think I know 500 people, I mean, that well, for one. But, anyway, that place, I mean, don't even go there. I only went there the first time to get business cards. Because, like, if you need business cards, they got the best, cheapest deal. You just can't beat it. I mean, it's just
can't
cheap.
Do them yourself for that?
Not really, no. And you can't find a local person, probably. But then when you get the business cards, then, you know, you give them, like, if you got a logo or some picture or whatever you want to put on your business cards, you know, then they take that and they put it on a bunch of other shit, like hats and coffee mugs and mouse pads and coasters and, I mean, fuck whatever you can think of.
Yep.
And you know me, I'm always looking for a good deal, and they fuck me every time I go there. I know that. But I like it.
They see you coming. That's what it is. They see you coming.
Well, I've gotten business that way, too. You know, I've helped other people get their cards and advertising materials, and they pay me, and I don't know, things like honey and, you know, products or, you know, whatever. I don't work for money. If I go to Nevada someday, I might be able to collect on some, you know, different things out there in that state that are legal, but right now that's not an option. But it's pretty good. I mean, and the thing about it is, I mean, you would think as cheap and as easy as their stuff is that you would get shitty stuff. But their stuff is pretty good stuff. I mean, the pins write pretty good. The shirts last pretty long. Hell, I bought a mouse pad from them a couple years ago with my other logo, you know, the Chuck Pins stuff. And spring clock and thing. And that son of a bitch, it's lasted me a couple years, and I'm hard on mouse pads. I'm just saying. Here's a product.
Beat that up pretty regularly.
Okay. Okay, Maggie C says I need to get this product with my name on it, and it is, I'm going to click on it, it's from the Hemp Shop, and it's Hemp Oil Personal Lubricant. So you
really?
Can get personal lubricant from Hemp Oil with the Herd Mentality brand on it, I guess, is what she's saying. I'm not sure. Now, there,
like,
I mean, that might be an item.
Is that like Dr. Zog's sex wax?
I'm going to click on the damn thing and go look at it, because she put a link up here in the chat room and in there. Well, sure enough, there the damn stuff is. Hemp Oil Personal Lubricant. Oh, shit. It ain't cheap. New improved formula. The best just got better. A water-based lubricant without methylparaben, when that's good, containing hemp oil and homeopathic ingredients. It naturally increases sensitivity, lasts for ages, and is safe to use with contraceptives. And, of course, the hemp seed oil content nourishes the skin. About time someone came up with a good alternative to the usual. Now, there you go. I can get that for only, how big a tube of grease is that? That's $19.69 is what they cost. And I don't know, I'm looking here in the, how much that is. Sexy ganja. They're not gonna put my Herd Mentality and stuff name on there, Maggie C. It don't look like. Oh, there's other things. Okay, there's some warnings on the label, and
they got a,
you know,
did they got
careful.
A sample size bottle that they'll put your logo and stuff on?
Hell, I can't even find out the size of the regular tube. It's in a tube, like a lotion tube, you know. It's like a tube. Like, I don't know. And I don't know how much you get for $19.69 is what I'm trying to figure out, and I'm running out of time in the damn show now. I don't know. I'll explore it some. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll copy that link here, and I'll get out of that window. And I'll go put that up in the group page for everybody to look at later, and they can see if they want to get some or not. Let me see if I can find the right goddamn place to put it here on the group page. We're about ready to wind down to overtime or no time. I'm going to put that up in there right under in the box of the post with the player for today's show, right under Majesty's last post, which looks like, I'm not sure, a bunch of roses or dancing girls or something like that. Anyway, there's the Hemp Oil Personal Lubricant. If anybody's interested in that, you can find it, and that gets us down to about a minute and a half. I'm going to dump us out with the regular stick. And Bo, if you got to go, get going and do your thing over there and shake your deal. And I'm going to be done myself here as soon
right.
as this
but
is over.
Coast to coast,
town to town, and station to station.
I get it done.
All right, sir. Be good. Talk to y'all later.
East Coast, West Coast. It's the Herd Mentality. Life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the Herd Mentality. Into the Herd Mentality. Stay tuned for more of the Herd Mentality.